carbonate at the moment. Now in the marine oceanic ridges, we have substantial exchange of ions. These occur where we have got the basaltic ocean crust, where there are magma vents in contact with the ocean floor. So in the picture here, here's our basaltic crust. Here we've got a fissure in the crust, and what's happening in the cracks in the rock is that our heat source, our molten magma here, is transferring energy to cold water, which is descending through the fissures in the rock. That energy then heats up the water substantially, which then rises with great rapidity. As it goes up, it then is reacting with all of the minerals in its presence until it hits the vent at the surface. At that point then, it takes those ions and it pushes them into extremely cold water. Now, a material is soluble or insoluble depending on the temperature, not only the KSP, because we always have to specify a temperature for an equilibrium constant. So the ions which were soluble here hit the super cold water at the bottom of the ocean and bang, they precipitate out. So we get a big black cloud there, so these things are typically called black smokers. So what's going on then is the water descending through the rock, we're losing elements to the rock as it goes down, and then we're pushing elements up into the water on the other side. That's why it's involved in ion exchange. It's called a convection cell, so it's the same thing as we saw in the atmosphere. We've got convective motion, hot is rising, in this case hot water. The plume above it typically will contain transition metals. These guys here then will be issuing forth, and if there's sulfur present as well, we'll get sulfides. These things are called hydrothermal vents or hydrothermal cells. In addition to changing the budget of these transition metals, it also changed the ion budgets of the elements down here. So these are not as large as things like rivers in terms of changing the ion budget in the ocean, but they're significant. If you ignore them, you won't be able to calculate correctly the lifetimes of elements in the ocean, or predict why the budgets for the elements are as they are. So here's a little picture of one of these things happening. I haven't clicked this thing today, so it's going to work. Coming. Okay, so you can see it's called a black smoker movie. This is a picture of a little machine. You can see the machine there hanging around. If I'm really lucky, I might even be able to do some sound. I don't know whether I can do that. Yeah, we'll try for sound as well. No, it's very quiet. Anyway, you get the feeling for it. So a little machine's cruising over, and there is your black smoker. Okay, so it's superheated water hitting absolutely cold water, and immediately you get the black precipitates of those transition metals with the sulfur. So most sulfide deposits, when they're very, very fine, are black. So it's quite deep down. I don't know, in one of these ones you can actually see the depth. These are deep ocean floors, and they're common. Like, certainly in this part of the world, you know, New Zealand's a totally big volcanic sort of system that goes all the way up through Indonesia and stuff like that. So these are particularly common sort of things around here. So that's your black smoker doing its thing.